How many here love the Word of God? All right. Tonight's message is giving thanks in all circumstances. You know, we're just around the corner to Thanksgiving Day, November 28th. And it's a day for being grateful. It's a day for giving thanks. And starting tonight, I encourage you to think of that special person in your past who had a positive impact upon your life. Maybe you were ready to throw in the towel, but maybe that person said, you know, I believe in you and God loves you. And they said it again. I believe in you and God loves you. And they spoke that over your life. And you decided to take the course and live. Or maybe the person who repeatedly told you that God had a plan for your life when others told you or somebody else told you that you were a mistake. Maybe somebody told you you were a mistake, but that other person came along and countered that and said, no, your birth was ordained of God. God has got a plan, a purpose, and a destiny for your life. And they spoke that over you over and over again. Maybe it was the person, maybe it was an uncle, maybe it was a parent who brought you to Sunday school as a child on a weekly basis and that caused you to love the Word of God. I encourage you to find that special person in your past, if he or she is still alive, and thank them for their positive impact upon your life this Thanksgiving Day. And ultimately, let's remember to thank God for His blessings upon us on Thanksgiving Day. Amen?
Amen.
So tonight's scripture is found in 1 Thessalonians 5, verses 17 through 18. 1 Thessalonians 5, 17 and 18. Paul's final instructions to the Thessalonians. And he says this in verse 17. Pray continually. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Let me read it again. Verse 18 of 1 Thessalonians 5. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. For this is God's will. What is God's will? An attitude of gratitude. That's right. Daily giving God thanks for those of us who are in Christ Jesus. Giving God thanks on a daily basis. On a daily basis. And all, the word all, means what? All circumstances. What does the word all mean? The word all simply means all. Plain and simple. As we go through life, as you go through life, the circumstances crossing our paths will fall into one of two categories. The situations crossing our paths in life will fall in one of two categories. Good circumstances and tough circumstances. Good times and tough times. And the good circumstances and the tough circumstances encompasses all. We're to thank God for the good times, for the gifts, for the blessings. Amen?
Amen.
What does James write in James 1:17? He says, every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights. Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights. You know that breath you just took? That was a good gift from God. This shelter here is a good gift from God that keeps you warm at night when it's cold outside. You know the meal that you have after the service? That's a good gift, ultimately, from God. Your eyes giving you the ability to read. Ultimately, that is a gift from God. There's so many more good gifts that could be mentioned, and they come from God. You know, perfect gifts. What are perfect gifts? They're more in the spiritual realm. This Bible, this Word, is a perfect spiritual gift from God. It gives us our spiritual nourishment. You ought to give God thanks for it. You know, the salvation you and I received when we placed faith in Jesus Christ, so that we had restored fellowship with God, now heaven bound, is a perfect gift from God. When you put your faith in Jesus Christ and were clothed with a robe of righteousness and received justification, that justification is a perfect gift from God. Is that making sense here tonight?
Amen.
So I encourage you, Paul writes to the Thessalonians, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God. An attitude of gratitude on a daily basis is the will of God for us who are followers of Jesus Christ. Amen?
Amen.
You know, we're to thank God on Thanksgiving Day, but we as true believers in Jesus Christ need to be thanking God for at least one thing a day, every day of our lives. Let's start it tonight. When you wake up tomorrow morning and you look in the mirror, thank God for waking you up. When you get up the next day, thank God again for waking you up. When you get up the next day, thank God for the shelter. Thank God for one thing a day that He has blessed you with, because every good and perfect gift comes from above, from the Father of the heavenly lights. Amen?
Amen.
We're also to give God thanks in the tough times of our lives. We just talked about giving God thanks for the good gifts, for the perfect gifts, right? But the word all in 1 Thessalonians 5:18 encompasses also the tough times of our lives. We are also to give God thanks during the difficult situations, the hard times that we're going through in our lives. And tonight I want to talk a little about the prophet Jonah. If you ever have a chance here in the next day or so, read the prophet Jonah. It's four short chapters. The prophet Jonah. And so, Jonah chapter 1. God spoke to Jonah and told him to go to Nineveh to preach repentance to that nation. And Jonah blatantly disobeyed. He rebelled against God and he went the opposite direction to Tarshish instead. He was rebellious, he was disobedient. And I'm just kind of paraphrasing and summarizing chapter 1. So there arose a storm on the sea. So let me read this here. Jonah ran away from the Lord and headed for Tarshish. He went down to Joppa, where he found the ship bound for that port. After paying the fare, he went aboard and sailed for Tarshish to flee from the Lord. So he's on this ship, right? And because of his disobedience, a storm arises on the waters, right? And the sailors cast lots, and the lot falls on Jonah. And Jonah tells them to throw him into the sea because he knows it's his fault that this storm came about on the waters. Jonah 1:15. The sailors. Then they took Jonah and threw him overboard, and the raging sea grew calm. At this, the men greatly feared the Lord, and they offered a sacrifice to the Lord and made vows to him. And in verse 17, a key verse, now the Lord provided a huge fish to swallow Jonah. And Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and 3 nights. And so if you read Jonah chapter 2, we find that in the belly of the fish, he is praying to God. And in his prayer, he's recounting the struggle he had in the waters when the sailors threw him overboard. In the belly of the fish, in Jonah chapter 2, he prays, and in his prayer, we see that he recounts the struggle he had in the waters after the sailors threw him overboard. The struggle he had before the fish, before God sent the fish to swallow him. So, from inside the fish, Jonah chapter 2, verse 1, Jonah prayed to the Lord his God. He said, in my distress I called to the Lord, and he answered me. From deep in the realm of the dead I called for help, and you listened to my cry. You hurled me into the depths, into the very heart of the seas, and the currents swirled about me. All your waves and breakers swept over me. I said, I have been banished from your sight, yet I will look again toward your holy temple. The engulfing waters threatened me. We could see that he was having a struggle in these waters, right? Before the fish swallowed him. The deep surrounded me. Seaweed was wrapped around my head. To the roots of the mountains I sank down. The earth beneath barred me in forever. He was fighting some waves. But you, Lord my God, brought my life up from the pit. Here's the key in Jonah 2, verse 6, the last part of it, verse 6. But you, Lord my God, brought my life up from the pit, from the grave. When my life was ebbing away, when he was close to death, I remembered you, Lord, and my prayer rose to you, to your holy temple. Those who cling to worthless idols turn away from God's love for them, but I, with shouts of grateful praise or with a voice of thanksgiving in the KJV, will sacrifice to you. So we could see in this prayer that Jonah, right, was recounting while he's in the belly of the whale the struggle he had in those waters. Would you agree here tonight? The sea was tough when he was thrown overboard. But I can only imagine what a tough time also he was having in the fish's belly. Would you agree? He was in the fish's belly. God provided an unusual form of deliverance from the ocean called the great fish. And I can only imagine, we can only imagine how tough his time must have been in the belly of the fish. He was there 3 days. And 3 nights, could you imagine? It must have been smelly in the belly of that fish. It must have been humid and hot. He was probably perspiring. There was probably seaweed just sloshing all around. You know, really tough in the belly of the whale. But in the midst of the belly of the fish, where it's hot, humid, smelly, uncomfortable, he finds a hidden gem. He finds a blessing in this tough time of being in the belly of the whale. He finds a hidden gem, a blessing, while he was in the belly of the fish. What is the hidden gem, the blessing that he talks about? The hidden gem is that God preserved his life through the fish. He could have lost his life in the ocean, friends. But what does he say in verse 6 of Jonah chapter 2, the last part of it? He said this, he said, to the roots of the mountains I sank down, in verse 6, the earth beneath barred me in forever, but you, Lord my God, brought my life up from the pit. In the middle of this uncomfortable time, this tough time in the belly of the fish, he finds a hidden gem, the hidden gem being that God preserved his life through this unusual form of deliverance called the great fish, and he thanks God for it. He's thanking God in the midst of this difficult situation he's going through in his life. And he says this, but I, with shouts of grateful praise or with a voice of thanksgiving, will sacrifice to you. God, he was saying, I was at the point of death, but you delivered my life from the pit. That was the hidden gem, that God preserved his life in the middle of almost dying in the ocean, friends. He found the blessing and he was thanking God for it in the middle of the tough time he was going through in his life. And so, friends, tonight, to make it practical for us, I encourage you today to find the hidden gem, a blessing, even in the middle of the tough time that you're going through. Let me say it again. I encourage you tonight, on November 10th and forward, tonight, to find a hidden gem, a blessing, even in the midst of the tough time you're going through. It's not easy to do, but God, by the Holy Spirit, will empower you to be able to give thanks and praise even when the going gets tough in your life. Is that good news here tonight? Search for that hidden gem, that blessing, and find it. And then when you find it, thank God for it in the middle of your hardship. Because after all, like Paul writes to the Thessalonians, we are to give thanks in all circumstances, which includes the tough circumstances, the tough times of our lives. So, concerning maybe your health, maybe you got a bad diagnosis, maybe you were diagnosed with a disease recently, maybe it's cancer or a kidney issue, or a heart issue, and you know, a lot of times the first human reaction to a set of bad news like a disease diagnosis is what? Is to complain, to gripe, to have an attitude of ingratitude. It's like you might have been diagnosed with something bad in your body, and some people, I'm not saying all of you, but maybe some of you are like, my goodness, it seems, God, that I always get the bad end of the stick concerning my health. Why me? It always happens to me. Friends, that's an attitude of ingratitude. That's griping and complaining. Instead of complaining that you're physically declining, what should you do? Find the hidden gem. Find a blessing that you can thank God for. Thank God for the hidden gem, the blessing of Jesus Christ, who gave you eternal life by faith in Him. Amen. Say, God, I thank you, even though I'm ill in my body, I thank you that when I accepted your Son, Jesus Christ, I became a brand new creation. I was given a renewed spirit according to 2 Corinthians 5:17. That though you're physically declining in Christ daily, you are growing spiritually. You could say, God, even though physically I'm declining in my health, I thank you that by faith in Jesus Christ, I thank you that by reading your word and praying to you, I am spiritually growing. And one day when I leave this earth, I look forward to seeing you, God, you, Jesus, face to face. Amen?
Amen.
Tough times will happen in our lives. This life that we live is not peaches and cream. The Christian life is not easy. We are going to experience some hardships. You and I will go through some valleys in life. We will go through some belly of the whale experiences in our lives. But I encourage you, in the midst of the tough times of your life, find that hidden gem. Find that blessing and start giving God thanks for it. Amen?
Amen.
Financially, for instance, is another one. Financially. Maybe you've had a financial setback recently. Maybe you lost some hours at work and your income has gone down. And so, again, maybe your first natural human reaction is to complain that, God, it seems like it always happens to me. I start a job, I'm faithful, and then I lose some hours. It always seems, God, that I get the financial hit. Friends, I'm here to tell you tonight. In the midst of that financial setback, in the midst of that tough situation you're going through in your finances, I encourage you to find a hidden gem, a blessing. You could be thanking God for this shelter. You know, God, I may have lost hours at work, but God, thank you. I thank you that materially you have blessed me with this shelter that keeps me warm when it's cold outside. God, I thank you that even though my hours might have been cut, even though I may have received a financial hit, God, I thank you that I get a meal every night after this service. God, guys, I encourage you to find a hidden gem, a blessing in the midst of the tough time you're going in whatever part of your life that is. Is that good news here tonight? Maybe you're going through a relational loss. A relational loss. Maybe she separated herself from you and divorced you. Or maybe he rejected you and turned his back on you. And it's a really tough time in your life. You know, you can either complain and say, you know, God, it always seems that the person I end up loving rejects me. Or what can you do? You can find a hidden gem. You can find a blessing in the midst of that tough relational situation in your life and start thanking God for it. You can say, God, you know, this person turned his back on me. She turned her back on me. But you know what? You have still given me friends here at the mission. I have other people here. God, I thank you that I have friends at the church or at that Bible study that I can speak with and that I can confide in if you know them well enough. You see what I'm saying? There's always something you can thank God for, even though the going gets tough in your life. You know, as you thank God for the hidden gem, for the blessing, it shifts your focus away from the problem to the blessing. Let me say that again. As you thank God for the hidden gem, the blessing in the midst of your tough time, it shifts your focus away from the problem to the blessing. And as you express gratitude, you become more grateful even when things are going bad in your life. Give thanks, Paul writes, in every and all circumstances, for this is God's will. What is God's will? An attitude of gratitude for the good gifts, the good times, as well as an attitude of gratitude through the tough times that you're going through in your life. If you remember nothing else from tonight's message, remember this, that even though you might be going through a tough situation in your life, look for the hidden gem, the blessing. And once you find it, start thanking God for it so that you're then fulfilling what Paul writes to the Thessalonians to give thanks in all circumstances, which includes the tough times. You know, sometimes the default human reaction when things go bad is to do what? Like I said, it's to complain. Is to gripe, is to start walking in an attitude of ingratitude. God, why me? It seems like it always happens to me. I always get the financial hit, or I always get left and rejected. And God, it seems like I always get the bad health diagnosis. Stop the complaining. Stop the griping. Stop with the attitude of ingratitude and start thanking God on a daily basis, for this is God's will for you and me who are in Christ Jesus. What is God's will? An attitude of gratitude on a daily basis. You know, as you leave this room tonight, as you leave this setting tonight and you go and have your meal and tomorrow, you're gonna experience some tough things. Maybe some tough news. Find the hidden gem and find the blessing. I want to read you something from Billy Graham's book called Hope for Each Day, Words of Wisdom and Faith. And it illustrates this point. Billy Graham's Hope for Each Day, Words of Wisdom and Faith. It's actually November. I jumped the gun a little bit here, but it's November 22nd. It's a little devotional for every day. November 22nd, it's called The Grace of Gratitude. It is good to give thanks to the Lord, Psalm 92:1. And this is Billy Graham's rendering of it. The Pilgrim Fathers who landed at Plymouth in America in 1620 knew nothing of the bountiful prosperity that so many people enjoy today. During that first long winter, seven times as many graves were made for the dead as homes were built for the living. Seed imported from England failed to grow, and a ship that was to bring food and relief brought 35 more mouths to feed, but not an ounce of provisions. They caught fish, hunted wild fowl and venison. They had a little English meal and some Indian corn. Yet their lives were marked by a spirit of constant thankfulness. On one occasion, William Brewster, rising from a scanty Plymouth dinner of clams and water, gave thanks to God for the abundance of the sea and the treasures hid in the sand. This man, William Brewster, found the hidden gem, the blessing, in the midst of a meager meal, right? According to today's standards, they had little, but they possessed a sense of great gratitude. Gratitude is one of the greatest Christian graces. Ingratitude, one of the most vicious sins. Ask God to open your eyes to all the blessings He has bestowed on you and to give you a fresh spirit of gratitude, not just at this season of the year, but always. Hope for today. An ungrateful heart minimizes God's blessings and focuses on what is not provided. The grace of gratitude is that we no longer see what is lacking and instead are in awe that we've been given so much. As you express gratitude for the good gifts and also in the tough times, you become more grateful. Start expressing gratitude to God on a daily basis. Find one thing a day that you can thank God for, when the going is good and when the going is tough. Thank God. And as you practice gratitude every single day, you become more and more grateful. You become more optimistic about life. You start climbing out of that cave of depression that you might be in tonight as you start living with this attitude of gratitude on a consistent daily basis. All right? And as you were listening tonight, you might have thought, you know what? Well, I've never even accepted Jesus Christ as my Savior once in my life, but tonight I want to do so. If you've never accepted Jesus Christ, but tonight for the very first time you want to do it, raise your hand. Don't be afraid. Don't be ashamed. Don't be afraid. Don't be ashamed. Anybody in the room here tonight? Anybody in the room tonight? Maybe you accepted Jesus at some point in the past, but maybe you ran across a tough situation like I was talking about. Maybe you got bitter against somebody, bitter against God, and you slipped away from Jesus. And maybe tonight you want to re-give, recommit, rededicate your life back to Jesus Christ. If that's you, raise your hand. Don't be afraid. All right, I see that hand. Stand up, sir. I see those hands. Stand up. Anybody else want to follow their lead? Stand up, sir, there. All right, praise God. Stand up. Don't be afraid. It doesn't matter what somebody next to you thinks. It's only what God thinks about you that really matters. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up. If you raise your hand, you want to re-give your life back to Jesus, stand up tonight. Stand up tonight. All right. Anybody else want to follow their lead? If God is whispering to you by His Holy Spirit, don't ignore His voice. Heed the voice of the Spirit and do it. You know why? Because the next hour is not guaranteed you. If you were to slip into eternity in the next hour, where would you spend it? Would you spend it in heaven with God and with Jesus forever or not? If you're not sure beyond the shadow of a doubt that your life is right with Christ, you need to stand up. Don't be afraid. Don't be ashamed. Those standing up, come to the altar. Come forward. There was some that stood up and sat down. If you did stand up originally, come down to the altar. Don't be afraid. Don't be ashamed right there yet. You can kneel at the altar, you can stand at the altar, whatever you'd like to do. Anybody else in the room tonight? Anybody else? All right. The angels in heaven are rejoicing right now by what you guys are doing. Anybody else want to follow their lead tonight? All right. Anybody else? One last call. All right, those standing up here tonight, repeat this prayer. Say, Dear Jesus, I thank you that you sent your Son, God, that you sent your Son, Jesus Christ, to die upon the cross over 2,000 years ago. Jesus, I followed you at one time, but I've slipped away. I've said and done some bad things. But tonight I say, I'm sorry. I change my mind from going my way to going your way again. Again, be my Savior and my Lord, the one in full charge of every part of my life. Jesus, I love you. I thank you for giving me the strength by your Holy Spirit to follow you the remaining days and years of my life on this earth. And Jesus, I thank you that when I leave this earth, I'll be seeing you face to face in heaven. I love you, Jesus. Amen. Give him a hand tonight. And some of the ways that these brothers that came forward and recommitted their lives, some of the ways that you can remain close to Christ is by getting into the Word of God on a consistent basis, praying, finding good Christian friends, and continue going to church services. Amen? All right? God loves you very much. When it gets hard to be thankful, when it's hard to be grateful, just pray for God's strength to do it, and He will empower you by the Holy Spirit. All right? This brother here is going to close it off for tonight. Come on up.
Thank you very much, brother. I would just like to make a quick announcement.